Palmerbet on the edge of the box. Oh, it's a straight-up screamer.
Download our app today and enjoy straight-up screamers this FIFA World Cup with great odds, great promos and same-game multi at Palmerbet. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, call 1-800-858-858.
Welcome to the sporting capital. Sam Hargraves and the boys from the Melbourne Storm for what is the Storm half hour this evening. Shandor Earl and Cooper Johns. Boys, good evening.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm well, Cooper.
G'day, Sammy. Hey, do you always do this shirtless, Sammy?
Do I always do this shirtless? Oh, it's just something I'm rolling with now.
Okay.
And then we might even do it pantless in a couple of weeks. But that'll be something that we'll all need to do as a team together.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shock this morning.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept.
I mean,
chest hair than head hair. It's different.
I walk along the beach and I see too many blokes that look like you, Shandor, just getting around with their rigs out. And I think, why can't the rest of us do that?
The dad bod.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a dad bod, but I'm not actually a dad. But I'll just embrace the body early in preparation for if that day ever comes.
I'm all for equality, mate. Each to their own.
It's one of those things that I don't think I'm a father, but Father's Day is a nervous time of the year every year. You worry about getting a knock on the door at that point.
Yeah, mate, all the time and effort you've put into Tinder, who knows?
I don't think that's how babies are made, but that's probably a show for another day, how babies are made. Hey, we haven't seen you boys and chatted you boys for a week.
Hey, unlucky for you, eh?
Well, yeah, I've been counting the minutes until we had you back in here again. State of Origin.
Yes.
How incredible was that?
Mate, it was unbelievable. I think that's the, we all know that's the pinnacle of rugby league, and that game was a great example of that, but every year I seem to be shocked. That game was absolutely off its head. The back and forth, and I think the first 20 minutes, basically no errors, no penalties. And, yeah, it's a great thing to watch, and really proud of the Storm boys. I thought they all did well, and unfortunately New South Wales went down, but nonetheless, great game.
Well, 18-4 was the final score. Queensland 14. Getting a win.
18-14.
18-14, I meant to say. It's written here. I just didn't read it properly. It was 8-0 at halftime, though, in New South Wales' favour. Queensland had three tries at that point, or two tries at that point, disallowed. It was a game that sort of had everything that you want an Origin game to have, didn't it? It had the controversy. It had moments of individual brilliance. It had that backs-of-the-wall defence from both sides where the line was absolutely being stretched, but holding on. And then there was plenty of so much emotion in the game. You saw players crying after it, and it was only game one. Like, it seemed to have just about everything you'd want in an Origin game.
Yeah, well, it's definitely setting up for a good series. If that's game one, I don't want to, game two and three are just going to get better, I think. Like Shannon was saying, I reckon that's the fastest game of Origin I've ever seen. Mm. That's that first 15 minutes, there were no errors, no one kicked it into touch. It was literally just back and forth 15 minutes straight. I would have been a very tired man at it there.
As you said, with the emotion too, I think, and it just goes back to, like, I know personally, yes, playing for your country is an amazing honour, but playing for your state is just nothing better than that. And like, the football is just, it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
It was incredibly high standard. Mm. And the Melbourne Storm boys, Cam Munster, Felice Kafusi and Josh Adokar, who was playing for New South Wales.
Chambers as well, was it?
And Will Chambers. And Will Chambers was under a bit of pressure because Latrell Mitchell really got a hold of him in last series.
I thought he had a great game.
Some of his defensive efforts were incredible on Latrell. And Cam Munster had moments of absolute brilliance. But there's been a lot of praise going Felice Kafusi's way because he really, I think he played 80 minutes, didn't he? And really did. He led that front row. Mm.
Mm. Felice is solid. He did a great job, and he terrorised Cleary out there on the right side. But I think kudos to Addo as well. He had a bit of a tough time. The centre that he doesn't play with week in, week out in Latrell, and I think there probably could have been two tries up Queensland even further earlier if Addo doesn't have the speed and the sort of know-how that he does. So I think he did really well under the circumstances.
Across the course of the next half an hour, we are going to hear about Shandor's new podcast, which is Fueled by Fire, which is coming your way. I'm going to get the boys to do a little exercise getting to know you. But we've done this before, but I want to ask you a different set of questions, Amit. I'm going to get you to answer on each other's behalf to see how well you know each other, because you're very good friends. You care deeply for one another. We've had some emotional moments inside this studio where there's been apologies and makeups. And so we're going to see how well you two actually know each other. That's all coming up on the show. But last week after Origin, of course, it's the incredible thing about rugby league is that everybody backs up and heads out there again. It took a little while for you boys to get going against the Warriors over there, but you came back from two tries down and got it done.
Yeah, I think the weather conditions over there, it was windy, it was wet. it was, I don't think the boys backing up from Origin would have liked those sort of weather conditions after the game on Wednesday night, but to their credit, they backed it up really well. And that first, yeah, that first, like you said, that first 20 minutes was really hard. 8-0 down, and then they fought back really well and got the win.
It was a strong second half. I mean, like you said, it was pretty slow to start. The Warriors come out and did their thing. They're always a little bit better at home, I feel, and they definitely turn up against the Storm. But the second half, the boys turned it on in attack and absolutely rolled them. And Jerome Hughes really stepped up, I thought, throughout the game, especially moving into a different position about halfway through. So, mate, good win, and we're 2 points clear on top of the ladder. So, going well.
That's a nice place to be. And do you reckon that the Storms actually played their best footy yet? Because a lot of your wins have been tight. A lot of them have been close. There's been some moments of sheer brilliance, but there's also just been having to scrap and fight and claw.
I don't think so. I don't think we've hit our 100% yet. I think we're playing, you know, well under our best, but having the likes of, you know, Cameron Smith and Cameron Munster, those experienced, well, now, you know, an experienced head who played a lot of big games, you know, those guys, Dale Finucane and Jesse Bromwich, have won us the games in those times.
Yeah, we're putting teams away where other you know, teams aren't taking those opportunities. We're just finishing out those games. Mm. And you even look at Souths, Roosters especially, they've dropped a few off, but we seem to scrape through when we need to. It was probably a different story 5 weeks ago, but it looks like we're sort of turned the corner a little bit.
1-300-736-736. If you'd like to get involved with the boys at any point, you can give us a call on the Melbourne Storm Hour. Sam Hargrave, Shandor Earl, Cooper Johns. Shandor, you again were instrumental in the warm-up.
Yes.
Over in New Zealand. You went over there as the travelling emergency and weren't called upon, but I'll tell you what, I watched the warm-up and you were sensational, mate.
Yeah, mate, it's, you know, I'm really starting to, as Cooper said about the Origin boys, I'm a bit of a veteran with the warm-ups in 2019 and, you know, they're calling me the human Red Bull and I'm just providing a lot of energy out there for the boys, so that's clearly having a great transfer into the games. But, mate, to give you a little bit of insight, you know, Thursday to Sunday, we went over from Melbourne to New Zealand, travelled over there, trained on the Friday. Warmed up on the Saturday, left straight after the game, flew to Brisbane that night, got up in the morning, met the boys. We had a win against Tweed Seagulls for the Falcons and then flew back to Melbourne, got back in at 10 o'clock. So pretty crazy 5 days, and that's sort of the nature of it, being in the position we are. But, yeah, a little bit of insight there, a bit of a whirlwind 5 days.
Oh,
you just live to give, don't you? That is,
mate, give yourself a huge rap, Shandor.
Well, team first. No, just a bit of insight for the fans.
Maybe just tee up Cooper to give you that rap coming in next.
No, it wasn't
next
a rap. More insight, you know. People want to know.
No, they don't. People no one wants to know, mate. You don't have to call Sammy up an hour before the show to get him to bring
at
that up.
At Sander Earl on Instagram. I have just follow my Insta stories this week.
1-300-736-736. Would you like to get regular updates on what Sander Earl's week has been? We'll just get it. We'll just do a quick snap poll.
Send through the text. Leave your name as well, please, and location.
And this is the Melbourne Storm Hour. The Purple Army's building for 2019. Melbourne, you're our city and we're your club. Any 4 Melbourne Storm home games for only $99. Call 1-300-STORMS now and be Melbourne proud in 2019. Next home game this Saturday, Arvo, against the Knights, who not only had a pretty good win against the Rabbitohs, but had a pretty good dust-up. The Biff was back.
How good.
Yeah. There was a, you know, there was a lot of right hands, a lot of left hands thrown. It was really good to see.
Yeah, I love seeing it. And I think it was sorted out appropriately. You know, a couple of sin bins. I don't think Fitzgibbon should have got sin bin in the whole offence. Like, there was a headbutt and then a punch is thrown. I think that could have been sorted out, but it was good to see it just sort of blow over. I think that
I
was.
I do like the old matchup when they go, even though, you know, two of them threw them from South and only one threw it from Knights. I do like when they just go, you know, 2-2.
Even
takes
score
it down to 11 on the field, a lot more space, a lot more, yeah, like even when those four players were off the field, I mean, it was some of the best footy that was played in the whole game.
And they're six from six, from their last six, so they're on six on the trot. They're going well tonight. Really
so, well. And where will this game be won or lost?
Well, I think we've just got to really match up on their key players. Ponga's someone that comes to mind that needs to be shut down. Pierce needs to have the pressure put on him, but I think it's going to be one in the middle. It's going to be a big forwards battle, and if the Storm boys turn up, mate, we should be able to do a job on them.
Now, you've got something happening this weekend. It's pretty important. The Big Purple Splash promotion's happening pre-game on Saturday, which is raising funds for the Starlight Foundation. Tell us a little bit about this, and you boys have been personally involved with the Starlight Foundation.
Yeah, the Purple Splash, it is. So they've got some big guests coming in, and they
Dallas Johnson.
Dallas Johnson. Sorry, I just get the sheet in front of me. There.
I gave you a sheet. I gave you a sheet. What'd you do with it?
I don't know. I lost
in
it.
The 10 meters. In the five meters that it takes from where we were standing outside the studio to here, you've lost a sheet.
Yeah, I think someone stole it. Anyway, so we got Dallas Johnson, Storm legend, NBL champ, and boomer Mark Worthington, singer and actress Bonnie Anderson, and Chin Chin head chef Benjamin Cooper.
Oh, Benjamin Cooper. We'll have to catch up.
So they get dumped into very cold water. And, you know, all towards a really good cause in the Starlight Foundation. Me and Shandor were there about 2 weeks ago visiting a girl, Emily, who was there, her and her family. They're going through a really tough time. So, it's all towards a good cause.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what they're doing out there. It's good to go out there, and we go out to Monash Children's Hospital, and they got the Starlight Express room. And, mate, the way the kids light up, you'd think nothing's going wrong. So it just puts things into perspective a little bit. It's good.
And to tell us about what some of these kids are actually going through and why we need to get involved and donate some money.
Yeah, I mean, some of these kids are, you know, terminally ill. They're going through a whole range of issues. But the experience that we have specifically, they do a lot of different things for the families and the kids, and giving them an opportunity to experience some things going through a hard time. But specifically the Starlight Express room, you got the Starlight captains who are always trying to lighten the mood a little bit. There's games, there's all sorts of things going on. So it's just that opportunity for them to go away from what they're going through and just have a little bit of fun and let their hair down. And, you know, sometimes guys like us get to come through and spend a little bit of time with them. So it's a really great experience for us. And, yeah, I really push everyone to get behind it.
Beautifully said. I would go to you, Cooper Johns, but you are doing maybe breaking one of the cardinal rules of radio. Are you eating?
A little bit. I've had a very busy afternoon. I had to get some dinner on the way in.
Hey, before when we come back, we want to see how well you two know each other. So we've got some questions we're asking. We are going to be doing T-Bone of the Week, where we nominate your idiot of the week. But off the text line, 0433981116, Anne from Hamilton, because we asked, would you like to hear more about Shandor's week from Shandor? She's written, Anne from Hamilton, I'd rather hear about Christian Welch's week.
Oh, wow. Interesting. If you could just forward me the details.
I can't do that.
Yeah, well.
That was obviously Christian Welch's number.
Yeah, it was. Probably was.
Should I? Oh, well, I won't read his number out on air. Hey, 1300 736 736. If you'd like to get involved and have a chat to the boys, this is the Storm Half Hour this week. Shandor Earle, Cooper Johns. We'll be back on the other side of this and might just get your thoughts on whether Dale Harukan.
Harukan. He liked that, actually.
Did he like that nickname?
Yeah,
because he does. His name does sound like the noise that they made in Street Fighter, that Ryu and...
How did it go again?
Harukan!
Yeah, hate to tell you he's heard it before, just to pop, you know...
I've never been accused of being original.
Yeah.
We'll get your thoughts on whether he should be picked for State of Origin next week, your T-Bone of the Week nominations, and a whole lot more coming up. Storm Hour, SEN. We are the Storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We are the Storm and we're not.
1116 SEN. This is the Melbourne Storm Hour. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Shandor Earle and Cooper Johns. Just pressed the wrong fader there, but that's fine, boys. We just roll with that. Back for another another edition of the Storm Hour. I'll turn you on there too, Shandor. You're going as well. Melbourne, there is only one rugby league team in town. Support the club that supports our city. Get 4 Melbourne Storm home games for only $99. Call 1300 Storms now and be Melbourne proud. Our T-Bone of the Week nominations coming up very shortly. But Shandor, you've got a brand new podcast coming out. There's a whole very fancy launch coming on Thursday night. I was a bit chuffed to get an invite to that very prestigious event.
Yes, probably carry on.
I probably won't go, but it's tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, one of the random office staff probably invited you. I definitely didn't have him on my list, but that's all right. No, look, mate, Fueled by Fire. They approached me last year, the club, about doing a podcast, and I wanted to steer away from the general footy chat that I think is, you know, there's enough of that out there being done, nothing against it, but it's just not where the sort of road I wanted to go down. So getting a bit of free rein, I thought, how can I use my story as an example and sort of leverage off that to do something good? And I thought, why don't I focus on talking to some athletes that basically have a story of adversity that's ultimately fueled or led to their success? And then just trying to get that inspirational story and some key takeaways that people can use in their day-to-day life or, you know, on their own journey to professional sports. So, look, it's been amazing to talk to some really cool people. We've had a couple of AFL guys on there, former Collingwood captain Nick Maxwell. We've had Kane Lambert on there and a host of other people, and I'm really loving it. It's raw, open, honest. It gives a lot of insight, and I really hope people like it, so get around it.
There will be a sneak preview on the Storm website tomorrow, and if I can just free up some time in my busy social schedule, I'll make it down there. Are you going along, Cooper Johns?
I might make an appearance.
Seems really supportive, such a good friend, which brings us very nicely into our next segment. We did a little bit of a getting to know you, Shandor Real Cooper Johns, when we first started doing the show earlier in the year, where you got to talk about a few things yourselves, but I wanted to see how well you knew each other. And I thought we'd just go through some questions. So I'm going to ask you, starting with you, Cooper, I'm going to ask these questions, but you're going to answer them on Shandor's behalf.
Okay. And do I just give a... How do we determine the answers?
We will check the answer at the end of each question.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Shandor, being answered by Cooper. Who is your childhood hero?
So Shandor's childhood hero.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get specific?
Oh, I didn't know. Was he asking you, was he?
No, I was just going to help you.
No. The whole point of this is to see.
In life or rugby league?
No, it doesn't matter. It's to see how well he knows you.
All right.
Well, from the amount of times I see him in Budgie Smugglers and... Kid off, I'm going to say David Hasselhoff.
Incorrect. He's just going for a laugh there, so that's incorrect. Cooper.
He got one from me. Who is your childhood hero?
Sam's just going to charity laugh the whole time. I'm out.
Let's go. Don't charity laugh me, Sam.
I don't know about childhood hero, to be honest. It's a tough one. The only thing that comes to mind is like rugby league idol growing up, and that was, I was a big Roosters fan, so Freddie Fittler.
Boom, there we go. Yeah.
The kid-off stuff didn't establish until, early teens. So.
Fair enough.
Hey, should have known that.
Okay, next question. Cooper, what is Shandor's favourite movie?
Shandor's favourite movie? Oh, that's tough. Is it, can I get the rating? Is it MA or is it PG?
Just any movie will do because we've got limited time.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe just try and fire these
quick
off.
Quick fire.
Okay, first thing that pops into your head. He's an emotional guy. I'm going to say The Notebook.
It's up there for my emotions, but am I confirmed?
Yeah, you can either confirm it.
I mean, Notebook's a great movie, but it's not my favourite.
What is your favourite?
What is your favourite then?
The Wedding Crashers.
Oh, well. Wedding Crashers. What would Shandor be doing, Cooper Johns, if he wasn't a footballer? What's his dream job if he wasn't a footballer?
He'd be a male model. I think that one's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, it would be good. I'd like to be a movie star or famous musician.
If Shandor could have one superpower, DJ. Cooper Johns, what would it be? I don't know if that's a superpower.
I'm going to say super strength.
Are you serious? I've already got that.
What do you mean he was going to say it?
No, look, super strength wouldn't be it.
Sam just wants to move on, mate.
Oh, sweet. Can we move on? Superpower.
Yeah, what's your superpower?
My ability to stop in time and then go back.
So time travel.
Not only that, I could pause us right now, and
so
then I have the ability
time.
To start, and then I have the ability to go back.
Okay.
I'm the time master.
You've got a name for yourself as well. That's good. Last one. What is Shandor's pet peeve, Cooper Johns?
What's pet peeve, man?
Like annoying.
What annoys him the most that other people do?
He hates it when people charity laugh him. So when just Shandor tries to be really funny a lot, and I'll just go ha ha ha.
That's what I do. He's lying.
No, what?
He's lying.
I do that, mate.
No, you didn't even know what a charity laugh was before I told you.
No, mate, you don't know.
You're 13 years old.
So what is your pet peeve,
Shandor?
Get
under my wing. You know what I hate? When it's hard to pinpoint something. There's probably a lot of things, but you know when you get like. Hit in the head, like someone slaps you in the back of the head or like a football hits you in the head. I don't know. Yeah. I just see red and it just really does my head in.
All right, let's quickly rip through these in your – now we're going to you, Cooper John. So, Shandor, who is Cooper's childhood hero?
Cooper Cronk. Mitch Pearce.
You're not far.
Cooper?
I'm going to say –
Your dad, Matthew Johns.
Yeah, let's say my dad.
Your uncle, Andrew Johns.
Uncle and Andrew.
Okay.
Andrew and Matthew Johns.
All right, there we go. We've got that one. What is Cooper's favourite movie, Shandor?
I'm stumped here. Step Brothers.
Yeah, it actually is, eh?
There we go. What would Cooper be doing if he wasn't a footballer? What's his dream job apart from being a footballer?
To have a show called The Cooper John Show.
On radio, TV?
Both platforms.
Multiple platforms.
To be honest, I don't like to say it, but I probably would be doing that.
Thank you.
Wow, you're going well here, Shandor.
Ding, 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 ding.
What is Cooper's pet peeve, Shandor?
Cooper's pet peeve. That's a tough one. Cooper's pet peeve. I think actually when you, if you like genuinely go at him, like pay him out because of where he's, you know, his background, where he's come from, I won't paint the picture, but if you go at him and actually the shoe's on the other foot and you're bagging him, it's a dark corner that he starts
to
retreat
into.
So
you're saying he can give it, but he can't take it.
Yes. If it goes to a certain point.
Cooper?
Mate, you know I can take it. That's my pet peeve. You know what my pet peeve is? Lying.
Oh, there we go. All right, I think that Shandor may have just shaded you. I think he got 2-1. But I wasn't really scoring. I'm just
Did
going
I even
off
get
memory.
One?
Yeah, probably not. before we get to Michael from Melton, who's called in, who's a foundation member of the Melbourne Storm,
we've
got some T-Bone of the Week nominations, please. I'll get us going here, because off the text, 0433-981116, Renee and Clyde is saying that if Dale Harukan, Finucane isn't selected for Origin 2, she's nominating Fittler for T-Bone of the Week.
Wow.
That's a good nomination.
That's fair.
A preemptive nomination.
That's fair. Should we get Freddie online?
I can't believe Dale just texted that through.
Yeah, that's full on.
Well, Dale, come on, mate. Go easy.
Is that him as well?
That's probably Dale.
Is that his fake name, Renee from Clyde?
Yeah, it is. He always goes on about Renee.
Yep. All right. Have we got a T-Bone of the Week nomination, boys?
Cooper, go for him.
So my T-Bone of the Week nomination goes to, it's a little discussion point, Marion Seve and Tino Fa'asul Malawi. Two very, you know, mouthful names to say. But they've gone around to barbers looking for free haircuts by dropping the Melbourne Storm name.
Oh.
I just want to touch it to you boys. Is that allowed? Do you go there with the intention to get a free haircut by dropping Melbourne Storm?
And saying, I'll put you on Instagram.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the one to speak.
Shandor does it every day.
I think you invented that, didn't you, Shandor?
Mate. I'll milk it while you can, boys. I've had it taken away from me for 5 years. I know what it's like on the other side. You got to milk it while you can.
Shandor, your nomination?
My nomination, there's a few little ones this week. A few popped up today. Firstly, my roommate from the weekend, my first experience with the great Fijian man mountain, Tui Kamakamika, snores like an absolute train. It was off its head. So it's a big T-bone for me. To his credit, though, I will give you one thing. Literally, you could be laying there. It probably happened 2 or 3 times. And you just say, Buller, turn on your side. And he literally goes, okay, Buller, and rolls over. I'm talking like mid-sleep, fully dark. I was like, wow, that's great. So good reaction. So Tui's up for the old medium rare T-bone this week.
Hmm. My nomination is you again, Shandor, because when we walked in tonight and I said, boys, you remember it's only a half an hour show tonight? And you said, yeah. Geez, Gary and Tim are getting threatened by us, aren't they?
Well, they are. That's obviously. These are just rumours. I can't. You know, I can only comment on rumours. But if the pressure's on and you feel like the only way you're going to take us down is a half an hour slot, I'll tell you what, it's going to be the greatest half an hour on.
Geez, we're speaking very fast to get all this in. We have so limited on time that Sammy is just flying through his words.
No, we absolutely are. But let's quickly go because Michael's been waiting patiently. Michael's on the line from Melton. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, good evening, guys.
G'day, Michael.
Normally, I don't get a chance to listen on Tuesday nights because I'm normally out with my grandkids, but it's great to hear you guys on here. And Sandor, particularly, I just wanted to say that I'm really hopeful that you can continue on and get a few more games for the Storm, because I loved watching you play before you had your issues, and even though it was for an opposite team, but even watching you in that first game back, while you were so nervous, obviously, you still showed that brilliance you always had. So I've watched some really great wingers play for the Storm over the years, and I reckon you could get in there somewhere at some stage, even if it's not as on the wing. So good luck.
Thank you, Michael. I'll grab your account details after to slip you that 100 for the beautiful wrap. No, I appreciate
you
that,
don't
mate.
Need that. You don't need that, mate. I'm not trying to pump you up. It's just it's great to see someone who's been through what you've been, and obviously it's from your own choice at times, but to see you come back and perform the way you have and to do the stuff you've done, I think it's pretty inspiring to most people.
Thanks, mate. I look forward to my next opportunity and for your support. And apologies, Sam will probably apologise before you go for only giving you the opportunity for half an hour of the boys tonight. So, Sam, do you want to apologise?
It wasn't my decision, but Michael, you're a foundation member of the Melbourne Storm, so we absolutely love that. Thank you so much for your call. And, boys, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure as well. Try not to be too upset about What's been going on with just the...
I remember when we had an hour just last week.
All right,
Sam Shirtless,
that's a storm. He's got her head. Shandor L, Cooper Johns, Baldy. Thank you very much, boys.
And we get him a storm beanie.
The first serve is up next with BP. You are buffoons.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.